Hi there, and I just wanted to offer this meditation for any of you who might be struggling with conflict, particularly interpersonal conflict. That can lead to inner conflict and other areas. But just it is one of the hardest ones for people who have sensitive hearts, that it's very difficult to be able to have conflict, and we often avoid or are afraid of it, or we end up internalizing. So if you're going through this, or you can save this meditation for a time when that comes up for you. But just a quick piece around, somebody had mentioned this week to me about how avoiding conflict isn't healthy, as many you might know already. But what it does is it says that you don't really respect the relationship if you don't address conflict. And that hit a light bulb for me, and I was like, huh, this is one of those things where being a peacemaker or peace at all costs isn't necessarily good and isn't even in the spirit of respect and love. So, of course, you have to go with what's comfortable. You might have some trauma, overwhelm around conflict because of really negative experiences. So, just take this for what it's worth. Please be kind and gentle on yourself to not push yourself further than you can handle. But to really, consider that. Consider that avoiding, if you are avoiding conflict, asking why and maybe what is the conversation or what would need to be had in order to address the situation or the issues. So I'm just going to invite you, if you can, to just find a space where you can calm down and relax and tune out the world. And just closing your eyes slightly or all the way. Taking a nice deep breath into your heart. And as you breathe out, just letting your shoulders relax. And taking another deep breath into your belly. And as you breathe out, just really letting yourself rest back in your chair or on the, if you're lying down, just on the bed that you're lying on. Really let yourself feel supported. That regardless of this, you are feeling the world does have your back and you have your back. Just continuing to breathe at your own pace, and the more that you breathe in and out, the more you're allowing yourself to relax and giving yourself permission to relax. And I just want you to become aware of one person or situation where you're feeling conflict, you're feeling really tense about. And see if you can just imagine it outside of you. You're just noticing it, witnessing it, you're seeing it outside of you. And I want you to just really tune into what is the emotion you are feeling about this. Really asking yourself, is it anger, frustration, betrayal, sadness? Really try to find the nuances of what's the main emotion you're feeling about this. And just notice it and validate yourself. Continuing to breathe at your own pace. And asking yourself, what is it that I'm needing for this to feel better? It could be acknowledgement. It could be, you might be feeling confused. Maybe I need that conversation to clarify. Maybe it's time to self-soothe, or I need space, or all of this. So any need that comes to your mind is valid. It is what you need. And just really committing to yourself that you will find a way to get that need met. Continuing to breathe at your own pace. And asking yourself, what limit or boundary do I need to set with this relationship? Right now, could change right now? What is it that I need to do or not do as a boundary? So I feel safe. I feel calmer. I have a right to feel calm even in conflict. When you have an idea of that, take your time with it. If you need to mute the video to get that answer, please do. But when you have that answer, just notice that and again, promise and commit to yourself. And then ask yourself, with this conflict, what am I believing about myself? So you might be believing you're powerless. You might be believing you're unlovable. You might be believing that you don't deserve to have this relationship. It depends on what the issues are. Just asking yourself, what is it that I'm believing about myself? And just really being honest and letting what shows up, even if it doesn't seem kind or loving. And putting your hand over your heart. I just want you to keep saying to yourself for at least 3 times, if not up to 10, I forgive myself. Now, you may not even think you need to. You may not think that you're feeling guilty. But every conflict makes us feel guilt or shame or bad. And so we just want to go into, I forgive myself for feeling this way, for believing this about myself. This is what we want to intend. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And taking your hand off of your chest and taking some nice deep breaths. I'm going to invite you that naturally as you do this, you'll have clarity around what to do or not to do with the situation or the relationship. But if you come to a place of gentleness and kindness with yourself, you'll also find the boundary you need to set. And then you'll be able to address the issue in a safe way and a place of calmness with the other that may be firm or it may be reconciliatory. But coming from a place of also seeing the other with a sense of forgiveness or mercy or gentleness and kindness. So I just invite you for that, to consider that. And do some journaling as to what came up with this meditation. There might be more layers and emotions and things to look at. This might have triggered something really big for you. And if you need support, of course, please reach out. We can do a sweet Ahas clarity session to work through some of those issues, if it has bigger ripples, bigger impacts, and you're still having a difficult time. All right, thank you for listening. May all conflict find resolution, peace, a sense of serenity in some way for you. Thank you, and we'll connect with you again soon.